is Rachel Gallahawk for TCBR, that's Thurrock Community Business Radio, and I'm reporting on behalf of Essex Book Festival. It is June, and the Essex Book Festival is running throughout all the libraries in Essex and Thurrock, and I am in Coronham Library in Thurrock today, and I've just met Joe, who's come in and returned a book. Joe, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hiya. So what book have you returned today?
The Animals of Farthingwood by Colin Dann. I know it's a children's book, but this is a book that I remember reading when I was a child, and it was the first book that kind of really captured my attention. I wasn't very good at reading when I was at school, but I do remember this book being bought by my parents. I don't know if it was for Christmas or birthday or something like that, and I remember reading it and being really captivated by it, and it kind of like was a bit of a stepping stone towards me starting to enjoy reading. So I recently wanted to get it out to remind myself of why I like this book so much. So that's why I got it, and I really did enjoy it, the whole journey and all the animals within it, and I particularly like nature.
Yeah.
And so it appealed to me, and I think that's probably where my love of nature came from that very early beginnings.
Oh, wow.
Reading that book about foxes and badgers and their escape, as it were, from one home to a new home because of a threat.
Oh.
And a danger. So that's why I'm returning it today.
That sounds
really
good.
I loved it.
I remember reading Watership Down many years ago, and that, because that's all about the climate, isn't it? About that. And I suppose Animals of Farthingwood is a more modern one.
Yeah,
for that.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good book for children and actually for adults as well. Because it's quite an easy read. So if you're not like very good at reading or anything like that, but you want a good book that, like you say, is classic but modern and quite relevant, then this is a good book to choose.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joe. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.